Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the Border Patrol release of migrants in San Diego due to local funding problems.
Hundreds of migrants were dropped off Friday at a San Diego bus stop instead of a reception center that had been serving as a staging area because it ran out of local funding sooner than expected. The emergency shows how the largest city on the country's southern border is struggling to cope with the unprecedented influx of people. Migrants who previously had a safe place to charge phones, use the bathroom, eat a meal, and arrange to head elsewhere in the U.S. were left on the street. The nonprofit forced to close its doors had received $6 million to operate through March. Other migrant aid groups scrambled to help out as best they could with makeshift arrangements. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden has imposed sanctions in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's brutal war of conquest and to Alexei Navalny's death.
The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Eight men were killed in a head-on crash in Central California near a farming area. The accident happened near the town of Madeira. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropped 44, the S&P up by 2. This is SRN News. Polls indicate many Christians in this country are still not registered to vote, and many others don't show up on Election Day. Debbie Withnow of the American Family Association believes God wants his people to take part in the political process.
He appoints kings and rulers, but he also calls us to be good stewards of all the talents that are given to us, and our vote in America is one of those talents God has given us. And we can't just throw that in the sand, throw it in the dirt. We need to be a good steward of that.
And every vote counts.
There are races that turn on, you know, half a percentage point of voters, hundreds of voters. A single church can turn a school district because so few people vote in those low-level elections. So you really can make a difference, especially at the local level.
AFA's iVoter Guide provides information about thousands of candidates seeking office at the federal, state, and local levels. You can find it at iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have granted Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land. Correspondent John Scott reports.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
The moon's newest arrival is said to be on its side, but alive and well a day after landing. Intuitive Machines reported Friday that it's communicating with its lander, Odysseus. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.